Wednesdays with Walton of thecardinalnation.com and a chance to talk it over with Brian Walton. Runs that fabulous site. If you're a Cardinal fan and you want to dive into the minor leagues, also Major League Baseball and what's happening with the St. Louis Cardinals, head to thecardinalnation.com. Complete rundown of what's happening with the minor leagues. The game results, game previews, a great look at what's happening with the players today and tomorrow, thecardinalnation.com. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family and owned and operated for over 60 years. Top quality jewelry at affordable prices. They're located in the heart of Ladue on Clayton Road. And all you have to do is go to their website, lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. The minor league season actually will have their first pitch tomorrow, so we're going to dive into that with Brian Walton. Some of the top players at A-ball, AA, AAA, who are the guys that could make an impact this season and that jump that they could make to the big leagues. We'll get into that with Brian Walton and so much more. TheCardinalNation.com. Brian Walton coming up on Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks. Well, Brian Walton, good morning on this Wednesday morning of thecardinalnation.com as we come to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. And Brian, the Cardinals picked up a much-needed win, and then the off day, I think, came at the right time because everybody had been used by Mike Schilt with the exception of Alex Reyes. But let's talk about the start of the Cardinals. What have you thought about this start of the St. Louis Cardinals before we get into the minor leagues?
Well, it was encouraging near the end of spring training that the offense seemed to come to life. And while they were inconsistent, in the first five games, really the starting pitching was the surprise because it had been the anchor. I mean, it was the thing that was consistent all spring long, positively in Jupiter. And yet the first time through the rotation, you know, we're talking about a 6.42 team ERA that is 14th of 15 teams in the National League. Now, I don't think these starters are going to continue to register an ERA like that this season. But, it's certainly the reverse of the script that a lot of us expected.
And to further up the point on the rotation, it's first time through. And you had a couple of guys that hadn't been there before in terms of Dakota Hudson specifically in talking about him. You know, maybe just calm the nerves, get that first one in your belt, and then next time through it's probably a different looking guy. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think Miller Park is a relatively tough place to pitch, and Hudson got troubled by a few balls that got up and left the park. So that's not his game. That's not how he's made his strength. His strength's been keeping the ball down. So I think he'll be fine. I think the one guy that a number of the guys, the bullpen did a fine job pretty much all along. But I think the one guy that really stepped up that is pretty unheralded is the guy that Hudson was competing against, John Gant, who got the save after Hudson's start, and then got the win after Hudson's start. Then he got the save in the first game in Pittsburgh, that 11-inning game on Monday.
Yeah, and you wrote about it at thecardinalnation.com. You have it right at the front page of your website. What did you dive into in that article?
Well, I just talked about not only the situation and how Mike Schilt obviously made a decision in that first game in Pittsburgh. He wanted to get the win, so he put all hands on deck. He used all the position player reserves. As you mentioned, he emptied the bullpen with the exception of Alex Reyes. So where normally I would have thought Gant might have been the guy we would have seen take over for Wainwright in the fifth and sixth, he ended up being, saved until the very end. And, while he gave up a run in the 11th, he was pretty cool on the mound there. It's a pressure situation, and a great double play that Colton Wong started was the way that finished that much-needed win for the Cardinals on Monday at Pittsburgh.
How concerned are you right now about the offense with the strikeouts?
I mean, it's a concern, obviously, that the strikeouts are there. You just hope that it's an anomaly and that it's not going to continue. You know, anytime that guys aren't making contact, I mean, obviously it's difficult to have a positive outcome from that. But, I mean, we're not talking about a team with a bunch of rookie hitters who don't know what they're doing. So, you know, you've got to hope that this is going to pass and that the offense we expect will come around.
Well, we're on the eve of minor leagues really getting things going, aren't we? This is where it really starts for Brian Walton and kind of how you make your – I mean, hey, I know you follow Major League Baseball. You're diving into the Cardinals, but this is where your bread and butter is made. Tell us a little bit about the minor league season and how it gets going.
Well, the minor league seasons used to start traditionally a week later than the major league season. But this year, you know, with the major league season moving up to put all those extra days on the schedule, now the minor league season starts on its traditional date, which is this Thursday, the 4th of April. And the full season teams, which are the four teams, Memphis, Springfield, Palm Beach, and Peoria, play full season ball, which is roughly 140, 144 games. Their regular season ends on Labor Day. Then after the June draft, the draft is the first week in June, after the draft, then what are called the short season teams, they'll begin play in the second half of June, and that is State College, Johnson City, and the Gulf Coast League Cardinals, as well as then the two teams in the Dominican Republic who start play right around Memorial Day. So these four full season teams are getting ready to go. Of course, we saw that the Cardinals had that exhibition with Memphis in Memphis on the 25th of March, so the Redbirds have been there for now for over a week getting ready, and the players have traveled to Springfield, Palm Beach, and Peoria now to get ready for the season, and they're still tweaking occurring on the rosters, but pretty much, you know, we know who's going to be on those clubs, and there's a nice group of prospects at each level.
I'm going to start with Peoria. Nolan Gorman, it looks like he starts there, does it not?
That's right. The left side of the infield in Peoria will be manned by a pair of first-rounders, Nolan Gorman, as well as shortstop Delvin Perez. And, of course, Perez was the number one pick 3 years ago. This will be his full-season debut, while Gorman reached the level for the final month in 2018. Now, you know, as much as Perez has struggled offensively, and he has, he's still just 20 years old, and so this is really going to be, I think, a make-or-break year for Delvin Perez. I think Nolan Gorman, if he hits the ball like we expect him to, he won't be in Peoria for too many months before he moves up to Palm Beach. But first things first.
I found it interesting in your brief overview and review of the season upcoming, the Peoria mover who really caught your eye, Sebastian Tabata, who went from the jump of the Dominican Summer League to the Midwest League. Boy, you rarely see that. That's something I don't think I remember the last time I saw that.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Tabata is that he's 21 years old, played 20 last year, so he was older. And so, obviously, he was more mature and potentially more experienced. I don't know what he did before he joined the Cardinals, but, you know, he dominated last year in the Dominican Summer League, and so they felt that he was ready enough to make that jump to Peoria. You know, we see that sometimes with kids from the Gulf Coast League, but, you know, from the Dominican Summer League, that's a big step. Now, some of the players did not make the leap were a little bit surprising in that Malcolm Nunez, who was the most, you know, who was the Triple Crown winner in the Dominican Summer League last year, did not make the jump to Peoria right away, but he also happens to be playing the same position as Nolan Gorman. And so likely when Nolan Gorman is ready to move up, we'll see Nunez move up from extended spring training to Peoria. And he's, you know, he's still a teenager as well, so not to worry. And then John Torres, who's an outfielder of the Cardinals, picked up from the Indians in the Oscar Mercado trade, also did very, very well in his start at the Gulf Coast League last year and got a lot of excitement. But that outfielder also did not make make the Peoria roster, and he'll be in extended spring training.
Where do you think the Cardinals are right now? We're going to jump to Springfield and Memphis in just a moment. You can touch upon Palm Beach if you'd like. But where do you think the Cardinals are right now with Delvin Perez?
Well, I mean, the Cardinals, you know, Delvin Perez's offense was such that he didn't really justify the promotion to Peoria, in my opinion. But his defense is extremely solid, and the Cardinals have invested a lot in him. And it'll be interesting to see. He has a very, very close relationship with Jose Oquendo. And it'll be interesting to see if Oquendo can get Perez, you know, on the mark offensively. And I think this is going to be a make or break year for Delvin Perez. If he doesn't swing the bat well in the Midwest League, you know, it's hard to see how he's going to, you know, become a major leaguer before he exhausts all his years of minor league control and ends up, you know, becoming a free agent.
Well, jumping ahead now to Springfield, I think the two players that stand out for me position-wise, Dylan Carlson, we've talked a lot about him. He stayed all the way through big league camp. And then I always mess up the first name, but Montero, the third baseman, everybody was raving about. I was talking to some of the coaches, in camp, and they're raving about this young man's bat. They love it. Elias Montero, and he jumps all the way up to Springfield, too.
That's right. Montero was the most valuable player in the Midwest League last year. So he interestingly made that jump from Gulf Coast League to Peoria 1 year ago. So, you know, he made this huge jump, and not only did he make the jump, but he obviously excelled. And so the Cardinals moved him to Palm Beach for the final month of the year, right when they moved Carlson up from Johnson City.
When you look
as a result,
go ahead, Brian.
As a result, they decided that Montero was ready for the Texas League, the Double A Texas League, and gave him that promotion. along with Carlson, who played all year last year at Palm Beach. And the exciting thing about this is both those guys are just 20 years old.
When you look at Memphis, there's injuries to Ronel Ravelo. Justin Williams, unfortunately, we did not see him, part of the FAM deal with Tampa. Randy Arozarena got hurt towards the tail end of camp. So it does open up the doors for some other guys to get some experience at AAA. Who stands out for you at AAA as you look at this year?
Well, outfielder Lane Thomas is a guy that had an exceptional year last year at Springfield and late at Memphis, led the system in home runs and RBI. So you expect to see him and Adolis Garcia, who pretty much every game I saw him in spring training hit a home run. So, you know, Garcia sort of, took a back seat to Arozarena in terms of the, you know, the outfielder that showed well this spring. Unfortunately, Arozarena has a broken hand, so he's going to be out for a considerable period of time. The other guy with a broken hand, of course, Justin Williams, his broken hand occurred before the end of last year, so hopefully he'll get back into minor league games soon and join the Redbirds before too long.
Anybody else that you're really excited about in that rotation at Memphis that you think is going to make that jump at some point this year to the big leagues?
Well, I mean, there are sort of two knowns and three sort of unknowns, right? The two knowns are Austin Gomber and Daniel Ponce de Leon, proven major league guys that stepped in last year and performed well under fire. They've got to be the first ones to come up if there's a need, if they're, you know, all pitching well. Then you've got Ryan Helsley and Genesis Cabrera, right-hander, left-hander, hard throwers, a lot of potential. Both of them now on the 40-man roster, and therefore, if they're needed in St. Louis, they could be called up either to start or maybe to shift into a relief role, a la what Dakota Hudson did last year. And then you've got Jake Woodford, who is one of the guys. I mean, we talked a lot about Carlson this spring. Woodford, among the pitchers, did a very fine job when called upon, made multiple starts, showed great poise for a young man who's only 21 years old. And, you know, he's not on the 40-man yet, so he's going to be behind these other four other guys. But he's a guy that, you know, will definitely be able to help St. Louis at some point in time. And I think along with Tommy Edman, who's the other guy on the Memphis roster we should have talked about, you know, who played so well this spring, who's going to be the primary shortstop, I would assume, for the Redbirds.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. Yeah, I think Edmund, at some point, somebody goes down, he's the guy you call up. I think, you know, you say, hey, let's give him a shot. Let's push it. Let's see what he's got.
Well, it all depends on how Edmund's play continues. As excited as we are about him, he only has 17 career games at the AAA level. So, you know, if he performs, certainly he could be in the picture. But again, you got Ramon Urias and Edmundo Sosa, who are also both middle infielders, also both on the 40-man, and the Cardinals, you know, would have to take somebody off if they bring Edmund up. And then we have Max Schrock, who had a rough season last year, but also played pretty well in camp and actually got a very long look. I looked up the number. Schrock actually had more at-bats for St. Louis this spring than did Edmund. So, you know, there's four middle infielders at Memphis, all of whom, you know, are jockeying to try to be that next guy to be called up.
Brian, the Cardinals kind of doing something. I know you're going to write about it and have touched upon it and written different things, you know, getting into this. But the coaching and how it works in the minor leagues, can you dive into that a little bit?
Well, the Cardinals have this an interesting program that they initiated, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years ago now, that they call Fourth Coach. And what it does is the Cardinals wanted to have an in-house pipeline of young candidates to become coaches at the lower levels or to become scouts. And so they came up with this program called Fourth Coach, where they have this individual, they hire a young man into the organization for the first time, and they say, okay, you are assigned to this coaching staff. So you are, in addition to the manager, hitting coach, and pitching coach, now you are the fourth coach at Peoria or Springfield or wherever. And before the game, you're in uniform and you throw batting practice and you, you know, help the hitters and you, you know, coach infield and you do all the things the coach does. But then when the game starts, you change into street clothes, you grab your radar gun and your stopwatch and your clipboard, and you head up in the stands and you perform as a scout. And the Cardinals give these individuals feedback on their role both as coaches and scouts. And at the end of the season, they get the opportunity either to join the Cardinals in some cases or potentially join another organization. This has been a very successful program, and the Cardinals are continuing it this year with four individuals. The one name that stands out is at Springfield, a young man named Nick Longmire has that job, and he was a outfield prospect in the Cardinals a few years ago, went in the business world, went back and got his degree, and decided, hey, I want to get back into baseball. So this fourth coach thing gives him an opportunity to do that.
A lot of fun. Hey, Brian, for fans that want to know more about these Cardinal prospects, best way to do it, thecardinalnation.com, your website, but also you have this great book that I used throughout spring training, and I'll use it throughout the year. Tell fans where they can find it and what it's all about.
Yeah, the Cardinal Nation 2019 Prospect Guide is a document that we developed over the winter where we focus on our top 50 prospects in the system, provide all profiles on all those players, write-ups, photos, a lot of historical information as well about the minor league system, players that have been signed internationally, the drafts, et cetera, the coaches, just a whole bunch of information. It's available both in PDF form and in book form. But I'll tell you, if you want the hard copy book, I've actually broken it into the last case. So if you want to order it, we'll ship it out via priority mail and should be in your hands in 2 or 3 days. But we're going to run out and there won't be another printing this year.
You're the best. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. And at that point, everybody's in full gear now. We're talking all kinds of baseball, and it'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, it's an exciting time for us because we have reporters in each of the minor league cities. And so, you know, we'll be getting reports from them firsthand on what they're seeing in their clubs, you know, posted on the Cardinal Nation every day starting next week.
Yeah, I should mention that because somebody tweeted at me and said, you know, where can I find all the updates on the games? You do that the next day, correct? All the box scores, everything's there on your website.
That's right. Every morning, hopefully when you get to work and log in or wherever you are when you log in, you'll be able to see it's a free article every morning, and it has a recap of each of the Cardinals minor league games as well as a link to the box score, a listing of who the next day's pitchers are and the times of the games that day. So you can come to one place, catch up quickly on what's happening in the minor leagues, and then as I said, for subscribers to the Cardinal Nation, then you can see these in-depth reports. The Peoria Report runs on Tuesday, Palm Beach Wednesday, Springfield Thursday and Memphis Friday each week all season long.
TheCardinalNation.com. Brian, we'll catch you up next Wednesday. Thanks so much.
Talk to you then, Dan.